Unit 3, page 119. Independent reading. 1. Internet language. What do these words have in common? Blog, Google, email, post, apps.
The invention of the internet has changed our lives in many ways. We use it every day to connect with people, look for information, and many more things. One of the most interesting effects of the internet can be seen in the language we use. Blog is just one of many new words and expressions that we started using as a result of the popularity of the internet. Sometimes new verbs are created. When we look for some information, we Google it. Some people use the verb to inbox for asking people to send them a message privately to their email address. The word email is also used as a verb, as in, I emailed him a week ago and he hasn't replied. Who remembers that email comes from electronic mail? Other words have changed their meaning. In the 1950s, the word wireless meant radio. Today, we use it to talk about wireless internet. The word friend changed its meaning to include Facebook friends, whom you may not even know. The word stream, which originally meant a body of flowing water, now means a flow of data. It would be interesting to check if people who don't use computers use or understand those new words.